Welcome to Colt Stadium in Houston, for the game between the Pittsburgh Pirates and the Houston Astros. Here are the starting lineups. For the Pittsburgh Pirates. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Dick Schofield. Batting second. The right fielder, Roberto Clemente. Batting third. The left fielder, Willie Stargell. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Ted Savage. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Don Clendenin. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Bob Bailey. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Gene Alley. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ron Brand. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tom Butters. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Tom Butters. For the Houston Astros. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Glenn Vaughn. Batting second. The second baseman, Joe Morgan. Batting third. The right fielder, John Weakley. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Carl Warwick. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Howie Goss. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Bob Aspromonte. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Jim Wynn. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jerry Grote. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Larry Yellen. Pitching for the Houston Astros, Larry Yellen. And now, play ball. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schofield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ted Savage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savage hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Yellen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Glenn Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vaughn hits a fly ball into center field. Savage settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan takes first base on ball four. John Weakley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weakley is hit by the pitch. Morgan moves to second. Al Spangler pinch runs for John Weakley. Carl Warwick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warwick hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Morgan moves to third. Spangler moves to second. Howie Goss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goss hits a fly ball into right field. Clemente settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Morgan tags and scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Astros. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte takes first base on ball four. Spangler moves to third. Warwick moves to second. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Al Spangler now playing right field. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Clendenin. The throw from Grote and he is safe. Clendenin steals second. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is called out on strikes. One out. Gene Alley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alley strikes out. Two outs. Ron Brand is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brand takes first base on ball four. Tom Butters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butters hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Clendenin scores. Brand moves to second. It's Pirates, 1, Astros, 1. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schofield is 0 for 1 in the game. Schofield hits a pop-up towards short. Vaughn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Astros 1. The Astros will come to bat. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Bailey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Yellen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yellen strikes out. Two outs. Glenn Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vaughn is 0 for 1 in the game. Vaughn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Astros 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 0 for 1 in the game. Clemente hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vaughn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Stargell hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Aspromonte settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Savage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savage is 0 for 1 in the game. Savage hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Astros 1. The Astros will come to bat. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a pop-up, foul, in back of the plate. Brand settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Brand. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Astros 1. The Astros will come to bat. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Morgan strikes out. One out. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spangler hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clendenin scoops it up and throws to first, with Butters covering, for the out. Two outs. Carl Warwick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warwick is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Warwick hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bailey fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Astros 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Clendenin hits a fly ball into left field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0 for 1 in the game. Bailey hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Goss. Bailey reaches second base with a double. Gene Alley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alley is 0 for 1 in the game. Alley hits a fly ball into center field. Goss settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Brand is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brand is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Brand hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vaughn misplays the ball. That's an error on Vaughn. Bailey scores. That run is unearned. It's 2-1, Pirates. Tom Butters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butters is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Butters strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Astros 1. The Astros will come to bat. Howie Goss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goss is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Goss hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Savage. Goss reaches second base with a double. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Aspromonte takes first base on ball 4. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0-for-1 in the game. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bailey fields it and throws to second for the out. Goss moves to third. One out. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0-for-1 in the game. Grote takes first base on ball 4. Wynn moves to second. Larry Yellen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yellen is 0-for-1 in the game. Yellen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Butters fields it, throws to the plate for 1, and over to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Astros 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schofield is 0-for-2 in the game. Schofield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan misplays the ball. That's an error on Morgan. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 0-for-2 in the game. Clemente hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Yellen fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Stargell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Clemente moves to second. Ted Savage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savage is 0-for-2 in the game. Savage hits a pop-up towards short. Vaughn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Clendenin hits a fly ball into center field. Goss settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Astros 1. The Astros will come to bat. Glenn Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vaughn is 0-for-2 in the game. Vaughn strikes out. One out. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ali scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spangler is 0-for-1 in the game. Spangler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Carl Warwick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warwick is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Warwick hits a pop-up towards short. Schofield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Astros 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Bailey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gene Alley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alley is 0-for-2 in the game. Ali hits a ball on the ground towards third. Aspromontii juggles the ball. That's an error on Aspromontii. Bailey moves to second. Ron Brand is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brand is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Brand hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bailey scores. Ali moves to third. Brand moves to second. It's 3-1, Pirates. Jim Umbricht now pitching. Tom Butters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butters is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Butters strikes out. 1 out. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schofield is 0 for 3 in the game. Schofield hits a fly ball into center field. Goss settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Ali tags and scores. That run is unearned. 2 outs. It's 4-1, Pirates. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 0 for 3 in the game. Clemente is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 4, and the Astros 1. The Astros will come to bat. Howie Goss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goss is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Goss strikes out. 1 out. Bob Aspromontii is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromontii is 0 for 0 in the game. With 2 walks. Aspromontii hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0 for 2 in the game. Wynn hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-3, Pirates. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Grote strikes out. 2 outs. Jim Umbricht is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Umbrick strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 4, and the Astros 3. The Pirates will come to bat. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Stargell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Morgan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ted Savage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savage is 0 for 3 in the game. Savage strikes out. 2 outs. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenin is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Clendenin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vaughn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 4, and the Astros 3. The Astros will come to bat. Glenn Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vaughn is 0 for 3 in the game. Vaughn hits a line drive towards third. Bailey reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Morgan hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Clemente settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spangler is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Spangler hits a fly ball into center field. Savage settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 4, and the Astros 3. The Pirates will come to bat. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vaughn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gene Alley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alley is 0 for 3 in the game. Alley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Aspromonte fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Brand is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brand is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Brand takes first base on ball 4. Tom Butters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butters is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Butters strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 4, and the Astros 3. The Astros will come to bat. Carl Warwick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warwick is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Warwick hits a line drive into left field. Stargell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Howie Goss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goss is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Goss hits a fly ball into left field. Stargell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Aspromonte takes first base on ball 4. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Wynn hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Savage, who is chasing the ball. Wynn reaches third base with a triple. Aspromonte goes all the way around to score. It's Pirates, 4, Astros, 4. Rusty Staub pinch hits for Jerry Grote. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is walked intentionally. Pete Runnels pinch hits for Jim Umbricht. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels takes first base on ball 4. Staub moves to second. Ernie Fazio pinch runs for Pete Runnels. Johnny Temple pinch hits for Glenn Vaughn. Al McBean now pitching. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McBean fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Pirates 4, and the Astros 4. The Pirates will come to bat. John Bateman now catching. Bob Lillis now playing shortstop. Hal Woodshick now pitching. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schofield is 0 for 3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Schofield hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lillis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 0 for 4 in the game. Clemente hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Woodshick juggles the ball. That's an error on Woodshick. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Stargell is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ted Savage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savage is 0 for 4 in the game. Savage hits a ball on the ground towards third. Aspromonte fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Pirates 4, and the Astros 4. The Astros will come to bat. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Morgan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Morgan. The throw from Brand and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spangler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Spangler hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Brand settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Warwick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warwick is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Warwick strikes out. Two outs. Howie Goss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goss is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Goss takes first base on ball 4. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and 3 walks. Aspromonte hits a fly ball into right field. Clemente settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Pirates 4, and the Astros 4. The Pirates will come to bat. Don Clendenon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenon is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Clendenon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Bailey hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Morgan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Alley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alley is 0-for-4 in the game. Alley hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ron Brand is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brand is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. He's got one RBI. Brand strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Pirates 4, and the Astros 4. The Astros will come to bat. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 2-for-4 in the game, with a triple and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Wynn takes first base on ball 4. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman bunts towards third. Bailey fields it and throws to first for the out. Wynn moves to second. One out. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Schofield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hal Smith pinch hits for Hal Woodshick. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Pirates 4, and the Astros 4. The Pirates will come to bat. Turk Farrell now pitching. Manny Mota pinch hits for Al McBean. Manny Mota is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mota takes first base on ball 4. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schofield is 0-for-4 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Schofield bunts towards third. Aspromonte fields it and throws to first for the out. Mota moves to second. One out. Don McMahon now pitching. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 0-for-5 in the game. Clemente hits a ball on the ground towards first. Warwick scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Clemente for the out. Two outs. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 2-for-5 in the game, with 2 singles. Stargell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Pirates 4, and the Astros 4. The Astros will come to bat. Roy Face now pitching. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Morgan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spangler is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Spangler bunts towards the mound. Face fields it and throws to first for the out. Morgan moves to second. One out. Carl Warwick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warwick is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Warwick is walked intentionally. Howie Goss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goss is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Goss strikes out. Two outs. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and three walks. Aspromonte hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Morgan scores. Warwick moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Houston Astros, 5, and Pittsburgh Pirates, 4. Goodbye from Colt Stadium in Houston.